beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrilok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. And I am your not-so-humble host, Herr Doktor von Vrilok, master of the Phantom Frequency and the Psionic Arts. I bid you welcome. Tonight's podcast is the Prophecy of Perfect Health. You know, I think the old teachings of the esoteric knowledge is worth more than all the world's gold. That is the true chosen ones, guardians of the earth, here to guide humanity, not to be tyrants over the human species. Well, we're talking about the new world and system. So, what is the new normal? Was that? Well, quite a lot, really. And it's a blend of changes, acceptance, teaching, also listening, and essentially we are being prepared for a new way of life. And if we pay attention, let go of past biases, and embrace our human potential, we will then be ready for the technology that will help to achieve a better global system. But technology is only so good as those who use it. You know, we just need to be careful of narratives, controlling variables such as conspiracy out of context, only hearing one side to an argument, and work with people to arrive at a new high-level view of the world thus far and what is yet to be next. I think new adventures are good for the human soul. And we are on a voyage to new horizons. Yes, new breakthroughs in medical are coming out from different sources. Some came in today. I can't verify anything yet. There's supposedly, purportedly, a breakthrough in what's called medical beds, or they might be medical capsules. I'm not really sure, but it's some kind of a healing machine arrangement. I don't know, but if something like that does truly exist, how much you want to bet it might have to do with removing all that radiation we've been hearing that we've all been exposed to since day one, you know, since we've been born. I've been on this planet for almost 50 years, and I'm pretty sure that I've had my fair share of radiation. But radiation is part of the environment until it reaches a certain level, right? Well, I've heard of many things. And as soon as it becomes clearly a reality about these medical beds I'm talking about, and that reality is around the corner and more widely understood, then we might look for how do we invest to help push this advancement for the world. So, I mean, yes, we want to be proactive, right? And we want to be inclusive. And we shall have to see if these breakthroughs are really going to come out. And of course, while some breakthroughs are conspiracy only, or a theory, I should say, a conspiracy theory, other breakthroughs may very well be true. And it may be that some of the old establishment, the old ways of doing things, there's a lot of money invested in that and power. And so there are always going to be people who don't want a new system to come in and change things. We have to move forward for humanity. And that comes with a change of attitude. An attitude about money. But not so much just about money. An attitude about what is important in life. Yes, it's important to have money. But it shouldn't be what you live for. Because that's not really living. And I think it's like Yoda said in Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, Luke, you must unlearn what you have learned. And for those of you who didn't understand that, I said you must unlearn what you have learned. All right. You know, because I have looked at some very interesting paperwork about breakthroughs. One was anti-gravity. And there's been a number of people I've talked to personally, even, Maurice Cotterill, who I was in communication with for some years while I was in Japan. He talked about anti-gravity and he wrote a book, The Future Science or something, and I read that book. I also acquired, it was a booklet, some papers kind of stapled together from a publisher called IGAS, IGAS, I think it stands for International Guild of Advanced Sciences, and I believe it was a college or university publisher, or a publisher within a university, and my former mentor had his book Psionic Combat published by IGAS. Well, I got curious and purchased their report from IGAS on anti-gravity, and it was filled with all manner of mathematics I couldn't understand. And I had taken that booklet to my aunt, who happens to be better at math than I am, and she said, "Yeah, that's amazing. It looks like it's very possible about this anti-gravity stuff." So, I mean, some of these things are true. It's just a matter of time before these things surface, hopefully. And hopefully, with these new breakthroughs, we're not going to see something like what happened to Tesla. You know, that is such a tragedy. And what I have heard and read about Tesla, about his passing, sounds to me like the story we've all been told about what happened to him. That, you know, he died alone in his room with a dove on a window, and it was just age or something like that. That might not even be true. That he may have actually been murdered. And it's sad to see that such great human being, not just a great mind, but a great soul, and a man with a vision for the future, and willing to share energy with the world, free energy, not only would be murdered, but also the truth so buried deeply. And that when that truth comes out, if indeed that is the case, which I believe it probably is, it's going to take, you know, it's going to take some healing. Isn't this all starting to sound like everything is about this huge healing process? Well, let's not just drag our feet. Let's try to move forward and do something. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit tonight without getting too far out of context. Let's see. Well, I did cover that we're going to get into some new things in the future, but what's the big point? What's this perfect health? How is it a prophecy? Well, my emblem for Vrilok is revelation and prophecy. The two lightning bolts joining together to make the perfect V. Inclusive, equity, compassion, and tolerance for the understanding so that all have a place in the big family of humanity. Am I dreaming too big? Well, I think anything's possible as long as people are motivated to do it. You know, a new attitude of importance and how humans collectively value things such as money and our way of life and lifestyle. Taking interest in the overall health of our planet does have a relative effect upon our personal health, also our psychology, and having an interest and a drive to pursue peace of mind. Now, of course, you know my part in all of this is the philosophy of psionics and the balancing power of my miraculous prayer board, which brings our psychometric energy into balance. And the more we meditate with this instrument, the more balanced and peaceful we're going to become. I know because I use the miraculous prayer board whenever I feel out of balance. If I wake up on the wrong side of bed, sometimes I will sit with my prayer board and just breathe, touching this prayer board, and the energy will flow into this sacred geometry and then return back to me, and I feel balanced. You know, one of the things that brought me to realization about the world is, of course, the invisible world. As I've talked about this before, my paranormal experiences early on in life, from childhood on up into maybe my 30s. Fear. You know, it's a hard memory to forget. Negativity tends to stick. And this is how the gods and their technicians approach us as outsiders, entering into our reality from the shadowy thresholds that our minds hide from our sight. Then later, these beings will show themselves in their true light. As I like to say, they come to us as devils and leave us as angels. They come as devils and leave as angels. We're entering into a new world where people can't have the attitude of it's all about me anymore. All of us are special. There's something special about everyone. And part of psionics is about finding that what's special about you and forming that internal relationship, and then thereby extension reaching out to the cosmic all, which can only embed us and make us better. And having this kind of an attitude and perception is going to draw to us beings from higher dimensions who will want to engage with humanity. When we change our attitudes, that's going to bring us something better. But let us take a look at where we've been. And let's look at this metaphorically, which is not too far from the truth here. Imagine with me that for 1,000 years, we've existed in an arena. Imagine your family, your mother, your father, your brother, sister, grandma and grandpa, your cousins and nephews, aunts and uncles, all of you, all of us, tossed into an arena, locked into a very negative system. And then Almighty Caesar commands that we all fight to the death. Can you believe that we have allowed ourselves to be divided in a pyramid system of darkness for this long? Think about that for a while. This is where, why I say the old teachings of esoteric knowledge, such as the teachings of the Kybalion is worth more than all the world's gold. And that's the true elite right there. It's understanding the truth. I have spoken on the topic of the ancient Teutonic philosophy, going back to the runes, the rune Fehu, which is a rune of expansion, but it is also the rune of cattle, which at one time represented wealth for a people. And in that old teaching, there is a poem about Fehu. Every rune has an upside and a downside to it. It has polarities. Runes are polarities that have polarities within them. So the upside of Fehu is that the circulation of wealth makes a very good, happy people. It makes for a good society. The flip side of the rune is what we've all been through for the past 1,000 years. We are entering a time of awakening. And I hope that with this new system, as we watch and we follow in parallel with psionics and make adjustments where we see there needs to be some adjustments, that we will arrive at a new system which will ultimately bring us closer to that Star Trek generation. And we will not just escape the Earth and explore the universe, but when we do travel into the universe with this Star Trek future generation, we won't leave behind the Earth like a wadded up piece of paper that gets tossed in the trash can. We're going to leave behind a clean home that we've made ready for new generations, who will then later catch up with us and explore the universe with us. This is all about a change of attitude and realization, changing our perspective, looking at the world from a high-level point of view. When I first woke up this morning, by the way, it was a beautiful sunny day after some really harsh cold weather and rain and winds. I think we had 80-mile-an-hour gust a couple weeks back, and it's been cold since. It was just this beautiful, beautiful morning, and I thought, I just better go and tweet it today, because that's something people need to hear once in a while, that it is a beautiful morning or a beautiful afternoon here on planet Earth. So let's treat her well. If you enjoy these podcasts, if you are motivated, please consider purchasing one of my miraculous prayer boards, and I will bless this instrument for you. Or read up on my philosophy in psionics if you're very new to this area of philosophy and methodology. I recommend starting with my ebook, Keep the Magic High, or if you'd like a physical copy, I do have those in paperback. And if you're new to dowsing, an essential tool to psionics, please download my multimedia package, Dynamic Dowsing Disclosure, at vrilok.com/shop. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes tonight's podcast. Be well to each other, and let's make it a better world. Until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Vrilok, signing out.